ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवान उवाच, अशोच्यान् अन्वशोचस्त्वं प्रज्ञावादां च भाषसे कृतासून् अवतासून् च न अनुशोचन्ति पण्डिता। हे भगवानुवाच, अशोचानन्वशोचस्त्वं प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे कतासूनगतासूंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिता। श्री भगवान उवाच, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Ashochyan, that which is not worthy of lamentation, Anvashocha, you are lamenting, from you, Pragyavadan, learned talks, cha, also, bhashase, speaking, gata, lost, atun, life, agata, not past, atun, life, cha, also, na, never, anushochanti, lament, panditaha, the learned. Translation. The Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
So, what is that thing which is living and dead? The body. The body is living and dead. So, Krishna indirectly or directly chastised Arjuna that the behavior that you are showing, it is not like a learned man. Prana Sutan Dipandita. That means, indirectly he said that you do not know things as this. Not learned. You are fool. In spite of Arjuna speaking so many things, in support of his being non-violent and not to kill his kinsmen, Krishna chastised him that you are not learned. You are fool. So this is the position. Those who are under the bodily concept of life, they can speak so many learned things, but after all, they are fools. Jashnātu buddhi kunapi tithātuti sadhik kalatra visibhavamo ijyati na jatīsa buddhi salilena parhiti janesu avignesu saiva gokhara. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are under the bodily concept of life, they are described as follows. Jasra Atma Buddhi. Atma means self. Atma Buddhi in this body, What is this body? Kunapi Siddhatuke. It is a bag of three elements. Kapha, Pitta, Vayu. Mucus, bile, and air. So, ordinarily, you can understand this is a combination. This material body is combination of flesh, bone, blood, mucus, stool, urine, and so many other things. But that we have not felt. But foolish person, they are taking this lump of matter, bones and flesh, accepting that I am this body. No learned man will take like that. The whole world is misled under this conception. They are accepting this lump of matter, blood and flesh and bones, and this is animal mentality, animal think like that. No learned man. Learned man, one who knows, he will say, Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am servant of God. This is learned spirit. I am not this body. So, Krishna is chastising Arjuna because he has accepted his becoming his disciple. So, the spiritual master has the right to chastise the disciple for right direction, like the teacher, like the father. Similarly, although Krishna and Arjuna are friends, but Arjuna is accepting a spiritual master, there should not be any compromising words as it is done between friend and friend. The right thing must be said. That you are wrong. Don't talk nonsense. Talking like very learned man, but you do not know it. Why I do not know? Because this body, while living, avatasun. Avatasun means the living force. While the living force is there, and while the living force is gone, two conditions. This body is moving very nicely because the living force is there. And as soon as the living force is gone out, this nice body will no longer move. It will decompose. Thus thou art, thus thou beest. Again become, it is called panchabhut, mixed with the earth. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, these five gross elements are the ingredients of this body. As soon as the soul is out of this body again, conservation of the energy. The earthly energy goes to the earth, the waterly energy goes to the water. It is a combination of earth, water, air, fire. So they become decomposed and become distributed to different elements. And that is the scientific law. It is called conservation of energy. The energy is never lost. It comes back again to the original stock. So Krishna says, this body, either in living force or without living force. Without living force, it is called dead. With living force, it is called living. In both the conditions, a learned man, means one who knows Brahma Bhuta, one who knows Brahma, one who has realized Brahma. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as one is on the stage of Brahma Bhuta stage, he can understand that I am not this body. I am separate from this body. This knowledge was very common knowledge. At least we can see 5,000 years ago that the Kshatriyas were fighting severely one another, but still they are not in bodily concept of life. So Arjuna, being Kshatriya, is so much embarrassed with the bodily concept of life, therefore Krishna chastised him that you are not very learned man. You are talking just like a learned man, but you are not learned. So this conclusion is to be taken by us, that anyone within this world, if he has got bodily concept of life, he is not a learned man. He is a fool. So this world, at the present moment at least, it is a fool's paradise. Nobody is learned, because everyone is working under the bodily concept of life. This is chastised. This is the first chastisement. That's why before giving lesson, if the student is writing or reading wrongly, then the teacher immediately says, "You fool, it is not like this. It should be like this." So the first step, Krishna taught in educating Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita is now being actually spoken, Bhagavan was. The first basic principle is explained to Arjuna that you do not know anything. Don't talk just like a learned man. But actually that is our own. Every one of us, in the same position. Just like yesterday, two boys came. No philosophy, talking like nonsense, starvation, as if he has taken what is called contract for stopping starvation. He is starving, everyone is starving, this law, the nature will go on. Somebody, because there are three qualities of the nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, the natural laws will go on under the three laws. Therefore, always we shall find three classes or three status of living conditions. That will be explained in Bhagavad Gita. Even everywhere, there are different species of life. Everywhere these three qualities are working. Just like there are some good trees. Good trees mean which are producing nice fruits and flowers. They are good trees. And there are trees, no fruit, no flowers, very long standing, no use, no useful purpose. I have seen in Los Angeles big palm trees, very long, but there is no fruit. In India, there are palm trees like that. They bear fruit, very nice fruit. Tall, big fruit, very sweet fruit. So any tree which does not give us nice fruit or nice flower, that is sinful. Among the trees also, there are pious trees, there are sinful trees. Among the animals also, there are pious animals, sinful animals, Just like dog and the cow. Cow is pious and the dog is sinful. So nature, amongst the birds, the crow is sinful bird, and the ducks, white swan, they are pious bird. The peacocks. Similarly, in the human society also, there are pious men and sinful men. Those who are pious, they have got different position. Janma isadya sutta sri. Pious man means born in very good family, rich family. Janma isadya. Isadya means richest, opulence. Janma, first class, aristocratic family, Brahman family. Janma isadya sutta, educated, highly educated. Sri, beautiful. These are the signs of pious life. And similarly, just the opposite. Ugly, no education, born in poor family, a low-grade family, poor. These are the things. Either you say human life, or animal life, or birds life, beast life, trees life, anywhere you go, these three laws are working. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, always there must be three classes. Middle class, high class, and lower class. There must be. So you cannot make one classless. That's not possible. So long the bodily concept of life is there, there must be these three classes. High class, middle class, and lower class. So, those who are condemned, they must suffer. Everyone is condemned in this material world. First class condemned, second class condemned, third class condemned. So you will find the first class, second class, you cannot stop it. Just like in Bombay sometimes I told to my disciples, say in 1935 means about 50 years ago. 50 years ago when I was in Bombay, that time I was doing some business. So a class of men, they were living on footpath. Their home is on the footpath. They have got a box or a bag and lying on the footpath and eating on the footpath. They're everything on the footpath. Now, the same class of men are still there. Now, economically, 50 years ago, the value of money was greater. At that time, 50 years ago, we are purchasing, say, ghee, at most 1 rupee per kilo. So, now, you cannot get first class ghee unless you pay 25 rupees per kilo. So the value of money has decreased. That means, in other words, people are getting more money. Formerly one servant was engaged 10 rupees, 12 rupees per month. Now you cannot get a servant unless you pay 100 rupees. So in that comparison, everyone is getting more money, but still the condition is the same. Condition is the same. this is gone. If you get more money, the other circumstances will force you to remain in the same condition as you were 50 years ago. Because you are destined. This is called destiny. You cannot change your destiny. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavad says that do not try to change your destiny. Everyone is trying to change the destiny. I am poor man. I must be very rich man. You cannot change your destiny. Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovila nalabhate jad bhamatam uparyatha. In this world, we are, every one of us, bound up by the laws of karma, destiny. We have got our destiny, so much happiness, so much distress we must have. Because this is a mixture of happiness and distress. Here you cannot have unadulterated happiness. That is not possible in this world. Unadulterated happiness, real happiness, can be achieved in the spiritual world, not in the material world. So certain amount of happiness and certain amount of distress you have to enjoy and suffer. You cannot change. This is the law of nature in this material. Therefore, Bhagavad says that tasyaiva heta prajatita kovila nalabhate jad bhamatam uparyatha. People are wandering within this material world, living entity, in different forms of life, under different conditions of life. But they are not getting the information of Krishna. That is a misfortune. So one who is fortunate during this period or continuous wandering in different species of life and different planets, he contacts another devotee, Guru Krishna. Or one who is actually anxious to unite with the Supreme Lord, how one gets his consciousness? By associating with devotees. That's why we are holding this class. Even those who are not devotees, outsiders, if they come, they can also understand. Then one becomes very seriously anxious. How to understand God? How to go back to home, back to God? Okay? Then Krishna immediately helps. This is the problem. Krishna is there within your heart. As soon as you become little serious, immediately Krishna is ready. Krishna is ready. He is sitting with you as a friend, simply looking for the opportunity when you will come back to me. That is Krishna. He is always sitting with you. But we are not willing to go back to home, back to God. We want to become God in this material. This is our position. Instead of going back to home, back to God and live with God, we want to become God here. That is our solution. Therefore we are suffering. Nowhere you cannot be God. God is one. Nobody can be equal or above him. Everyone must be subordinate to God. Therefore, those who are not learned, foolish people, they are trying to be happy in this material world by adjustment and becoming himself God. This is atheism and this is demoniac tendency. But those who are advanced in knowledge, they know that we are eternally servants of God. We cannot become God. Better to remain servants of God. That is our happiness. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they cannot advance in this real knowledge, that we are eternally servants of God, our constitutional position is like that. If we do not serve God, we do not agree, we are servants of God. But if we deny, then no, I am not servant. So that means I become servant of Maya. Servant I will have to remain. That is my constitutional position. So one must first of all understand what is his identity. So this is the beginning of a lesson given by Krishna, that you are lamenting for this body. This is not your identity. This is not your identity. You are wrong, you think. Just that if your core is somehow or other destroyed, that does not mean that you are destroyed. If your tar by accident is broken, that does not mean that you are finished. Sometimes you get accident, that is another thing. But I am not the car, I am not this body, I am not this core. This is real now. Although sometimes you become little sorry, but the identity is different. So Krishna says that you are talking like learned man, but you do not know your identity. You are not this body. This is the summary information. Asachyananasutastam khandasutastam pragyavadansavasas. So, anyone who is not in perfect knowledge, he should not take the position of talking like a learned man. That is cheating and that is foolish. First of all, you know things as they are. Then talk. Otherwise, it is said, it is better not to talk than to talk foolish. It is better to stop talking. Therefore, sometimes in spiritual advancement, there is a process, mauna. Mauna means not to talk. Those who are too much foolish, the spiritual master orders him, don't talk. Please remain silent. That's because if you talk, you talk simply nonsense. Why should you spoil your energy by such nonsense talking? Better stop. The meditation is also like that. Instead of talking and doing nonsense, if one is remaining silent for some time, it is little good for him. But this meditation and mauna, silence, is not meant for the devotees. They are meant for the lesser intelligent class. Devotees' business is always to talk about Krishna. Why they should stop talking? Mauna? No. Chaitanya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one has to chant and talk of Krishna 24 hours. Where is the question of mauna? Silence. There is no question of silence. Silence is for those who are nonsense. Be silent. Don't talk. For them, at least they practice silence means at least they stop talking nonsense. But those who are actually advanced, for them there is no such restriction. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarna. We should use our talking power for describing the glories of the Lord. Vaikuntha gunanuvarna. That is kirtan. That is chanting. Avavat vayasati kirtane. Just like for sameness, when Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, he had only 7 days left. So 24 hours, without any eating or without any drinking a drop of water, he went gone, hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. And similarly, Sukadeva Goswami also went on speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Vishnu, so many Parikshi, they got, both of them got salvation. Back to home, back to God. How? One was hearing and one was saying. This is the process. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Sukadev Goswami was chanting. What was the subject matter? Krishna. That's it. So, Krishna's subject matter is so nice that simply he do not do anything. Simply hear. That's all. You have got God-given ear. He can hear. Sit down. Stani sita suti gatang tanuvang mano hi. Suti gatang. Suti means this ear. Srotapantha. This is called Srotapantha. But getting knowledge by hearing. Satang prasangat mama bija sangita. Bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha. Satang prasangat. When there is actually satsanga. Satsanga means this, talking of Krishna, hearing about Krishna. When there is no business, not like a rented reciter or a paid reciter who is earning money by reciting. No, not to hear from him. Actually, he is self-realized, who is working for the Lord from satang. Satang means devotee. Satang prasanga, therefore it is called satsanga. Satsanga means the association of the devotee. Sat means devotee. Sat means God. Om Tat Sat. And everything is asat. Asat means temporary. This material world is temporary. And sat means spiritual. The satsanga means spiritual association. Satsangat mukta dutsanga. The more you associate with sat, with devotees, then you become, more you become liberated. Satsangat mukta dutsanga. We are in the material world. We are simply in association, bad association, dushanga. So, if we want to get rid of this bad association, we must associate with the devotee. Satsangat, mukta dushanga. And satan prasangat mohabhija sangita. If we hear in really devotee's association, then Arjuna has got the best opportunity. He is hearing from the Supreme Personality of God. He has got the, he is so fortunate. He is talking with the Supreme Personality of God face to face, directly. So our business should be, we should follow the footsteps of Arjuna. How to follow the footsteps of Arjuna? As Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, you try to understand in that way. Arjuna accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Parabrahma param dhanam pavitram paramam bhavam. Krishna, you are the Supreme Person, Parabrahma, pavitra, most pure. So if we similarly, even if we do not understand Bhagavad Gita, if we follow that Arjuna has understood like this, that Krishna is the Supreme Brahma, Supreme Personality of God. Then you understand. This is called parampara. You don't require to have to test your brain what is Krishna. Because now we have got poor intelligence. We cannot do that. We just simply accept what Arjuna says. Then you are perfect. I may become full number one. But if I accept Mahajana Jina Gata Sapantha, Mahajana, those who are authorities, If you follow the authorities, then you understand. It is very difficult to understand what is religion, what is the process of religion. People are very much puzzled. But if we follow the great personalities, they are also mentioned in the shastras. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. So if we follow their footsteps, just like Arjuna, that is really we understand. If Arjuna has understood like this, so let me understand like that. That's all. Simple thing. So, then you understand Bhagavad Gita. But if we want to speak very learned, scholarly, but do not understand what is Krishna, this is simply waste of time. As the so-called scholars and philosophers have been, they do not understand what is Krishna, but talking all nonsense, and such things are very much appreciated by others. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabirivara uskakkari samstuta purusha pasu. These rascals, so-called scholars, so-called incarnations, are accepted by similar class of animals. Sabirivara. Actually, basic understanding is to follow the footsteps of the predecessors, acharyas, who understand things, then our life will be successful, we'll understand. Thank you very much.